This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, you announced it correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, hour number two.
I got a question.
Cocked and locked.
Are you serious?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're broadcasting live from the CSPOA convention and conference right here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
You guys over there just take breakfast.
On my left, Sam Buescher. Across the broadcast table, Sheriff Brad Rogers, Elkhorn County.
Brad, welcome to USA Prepare, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You know, you've done some heroic things as a leader in the CSPOA movement, standing for your assistance from raw milk defense. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, to many other things. You are here today. You're going to be the master of ceremonies for the whole event today. You're going to be one of the leaders in terms of putting together our memorandum of understanding or declaration, if you will, about the proper role of sheriff, about jurisdictional realities and authority. What are your thoughts coming into this?
Well, this is going to be a great day, I believe. We're trying to do what we can to save America, and it starts with one sheriff at a time, and we're trying to come together here today to speak as one voice, as constitutional sheriffs, collaborate, network, strategize, and just do what we can to protect our citizens and give them hope for the future.
I want you to know, when I gave a speech about this, the first go-round of the CSPOA conference, you know what? The sheriff will be backed by Americans. I want you to know that Americans do care about what you guys are doing. We're grateful for your service. We are looking for proper leadership, and we're looking for folks to keep their oaths of office, sir.
Yes, that's the most important thing, is that remembering that oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and our respective state constitutions where we're from. And so it's, you know, it's not all about just keeping a jail and writing speeding tickets and arresting bad guys. Although those things are important according to law, but most importantly is upholding the Constitution. And sometimes we that work in the government, we sheriffs, need to take a stand against government to protect our citizens.
Let's make this clear. When you say against government going rogue, when the government obeys the law, it's all fine. It's when government decides they're above the law that we have a problem.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm a sheriff. I have to abide by the Fourth Amendment of the United States. And quite frankly, I believe the federal government should have to do that as well. And so, yeah, you're right. It's a rogue government. It's tyranny. It's thing that is out of line. None of us are looking for a fight. We're looking to get along with the federal government, to work with them when they're in their proper place. And that's what we're discussing today.
All right, last question for me, then I want Vincent to chime in here. What is your biggest challenge as a sheriff? All the things you have to wrestle with, sir. What would you say is the single biggest issue that you feel like demands your attention?
Well, I'm not sure there is one particular issue. I think, obviously...
What I would like it to be is stopping IRS agents from abusing your citizens.
Well, that certainly is something that we can do. And unfortunately, I can't read minds. I don't know who's having issues and who's not. So it's kind of like with the raw milk farmer. I was notified by him that he was having trouble with the federal government. I wasn't aware that those things were happening. So see, it's somehow... people need to know that the sheriff is open and receptive to these type of things, and then go from there. You know, crime obviously is a big thing, but more importantly is just being a servant of the people and being responsive to things that come up in everyday life.
So here's my question. Sheriff, if you were my sheriff in Missouri, I'm a farmer, and I raise black Angus cows. And let's say we knew each other, because I do know my sheriff. He's been to my house, he's been in my kitchen, he's been on my farm. I've seen him many, many times. So he knows who I am. And I live in a town of 100 people, so it's not like I get lost in the mix. So my question is, let's say the federal government came up, one of the agencies said, you know what, we're going to raid the Finale Farm, and we're just giving you a courtesy visit to tell you that in 20 minutes we're going to raid this farm. And we've got some information that, let's say they think I'm a drug dealer. And you know absolutely by my character, by my family, by my children, that is not the case. Would you interpose?
All right. Well, one of the first questions I would ask is, do you have a warrant to do this? And based on probable cause, signed by a judge, that's one of the most important things. You could have been, I suppose, doing this behind the scenes and not being known about it. But one of the first things as sheriff is I'm going to make sure that whatever they're doing is legal, and interpose myself if I find that it's being done inappropriately or they're on some type of witch hunt or something like that.
Well, that is a big concern of mine, and I mentioned on the previous hour that I'm very concerned about the door being bashed in at 2 o'clock in the morning. And by men heavily armed with, bullet-resistant vests, body armor, face masks, helmets, flashbang grenades, those kinds of things. I'm very concerned about that because no one who's my friend would do that. And I would think that my sheriff would be involved and say, wait a minute, I know Finelli. Let's call him up and let's tell him that here's the situation. And what's this thing about 2 o'clock in the morning anyway? What's wrong with daylight hours?
Yeah, see, the problem, though, that we sheriffs have is they often do this kind of thing without notifying us. And that's a big concern, one that we continue to battle.
Yes.
Whether it's the FBI coming in and serving warrants on some trafficking prisons and things like that, but they come in and swoop in, get the people that they're arresting and get out, and then, of course, we get the calls from the civilians saying, you know, where's my people? And I have no idea. So it's those kind of things that continue to bother on a day-to-day basis.
So are they usurping authority?
Well, I believe so, because the sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement officer in the county. The sheriff is at least giving them the courtesy of letting them know what they're doing so the sheriff can assess the situation.
And in that case, if it were the FBI, would you try to find out who they were and arrest them for this illegal activity coming on my farm?
Well, it's very possible. Again, it would have to see the facts, and if a judge would give the agents probable cause, or if they got probable cause from the agents and signed the warrant, that's what the Fourth Amendment is about, the due process involved. But we'll continue to we're vigilant and those type of things, and the relationship with your sheriff is important.
Okay. Sheriff Brad Rogers, thank you so much for being with us live here at the CSPOA convention and conference. And why don't we pass the microphone to Daniel Rodriguez. Daniel, thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you.
For
thanks for having me on.
Okay, we're passing the microphone. Daniel's putting the headphones on. I'm so glad, Daniel, that you're here because you bring a very interesting perspective as to what is going on by the military. The military, I would say, we'll call them those who have signed up to protect and defend America. And then once they leave the military, active duty, these young men and women are being hired by law enforcement. What do you think the reason for that is? Do you think it's because they've seen combat? Do you think it's because they know how to be really rough on the enemy?
You know, I can only speak to the people that I do know that have gone into law enforcement that I did serve with. And it really seems like they're trying to fill a void that, you know, that they're trying to get that that feeling back that they had when they were deployed, when they did have authority over other people. And there's only one way to fill that void, and that's to go into law enforcement. And that's not the right mentality that we need to have our police officers having. They can't be joining to fill a void that they're experiencing from not being in the military anymore, from not being in combat. So
I went to high school I went to an all boys high school, and at our 25th reunion, it was a very long time ago, I graduated in 1971, and I got a chance to see some of the guys I went to school with, and I was talking to one of the guys, and I said, "So what do you do?" And he told me that he protected the governor, okay, of that particular state. And I said, "Are you kidding me? You..." This guy was a big guy, and he's, you know, kind of like, oh, let's call him a bully, okay? I'm thinking, really? So, and these are the situations where you hear the governor tell the state police, okay, you know, I'm in a hurry, get in the fast lane, put the lights and sirens on, let's push everybody out of the way. And they've even had accidents where they've injured people who had nothing to do other with being involved in this accident, other than being in the wrong lane at the wrong time. These kinds of things are out of control. So, do you think it's guys that, you know, like pushing people around in high school, and now it's legal and they have assault weapons? What do you think it is that are causing this? Because I don't see everybody doing this who's in uniform, but I do see some guys that are kind of pushy.
No, I do too. You know, at home I take the opportunity whenever I see to go talk to police and military, and there are far too many that, you know, it's their mentality. They do have a bully mentality. Not all, but far too many. Enough to be extremely concerned about it. It is about having some type of authority over another human being. Is what's driving a lot of these guys. You know, I mean, why is it that, you know, I mean, comply or die? Comply or die. If you ask me to show you my ID and I say no, I'm now a threat to you. And now escalation of force happens. You know, like, what type of person does it take to have that? You know, obviously there is too much of a bullying mentality or a want for authority over another human being in law enforcement.
You know, thank you. Hit the nail is because that's my competition. Like the power out. But no, it's possible.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563. This is a limited-time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Police Chief Larry Kirk is with us, Old Monroe, Missouri. And we're talking about the Doc Weed case, and hour number one, and he's going to finish that up.
Well, if everybody goes to YouTube, they'll see Doc Weed. He's actually a chiropractor, so he is a doctor. My name is Weed. If you will look up on either Google or YouTube or Overpass Protests, St. Charles, Missouri, and like we talked about, they were confronted by Missouri Highway Patrol about, if I remember correctly, 7 or 8 officers showed up on scene. And what was described as happening was, and this is videotaped from two points of view, is supposedly traffic accidents were occurring because people were distracted by the overpass protest, which I don't believe was actually the case. But they were confronted by Highway Patrol and were asked, quote unquote, to disband, to leave the area at that time. And after the second time, you'll see the video where Doc Weed asked them, well, are you asking us or telling us, telling us to leave?
Yes.
And the trooper actually tells him, well, we're asking you to leave. At that time, Doc Weed said, well, I don't want to abandon my First Amendment rights. I want to continue having a peaceful demonstration here. We're not blocking traffic or causing problems, so we'd like to continue on.
Sure.
At that point, he's told of his hands behind his back, and they're under arrest. It's him and another gentleman. They were both arrested. The first one, gets taken to the ground, and the intent of the Highway Patrol was to show that he was somehow resisting. If you've seen the video, he's not resisting at all. And then they turn around and arrest Doc Weed as well. I didn't hear about this until around 24 hours later. Facebook had lit up with a lot of the groups in Missouri,
right,
that I'm part of, and kind of find out they look interested in taking to St. Charles County and had been put under a 24-hour hold while they were seeking a warrant for charges. I immediately emailed him and said, you know, will you please give me a call and reach out to me? So I'd like to talk to you about what happened. So Doc Lee calls me back. Come to find out, he was released with no charges. I could speak to him. When you watch the video, they actually ask what they're being arrested for. And the one trooper says, we're being arrested for failure to obey a trooper. Anyone who wants to look it up, there is no failure to obey a trooper law. Failure to obey is only pretty much a city ordinance. Each city writes, failure to obey a police officer. And so at that time, to me, they put on a 24-hour hold. They contacted the prosecutor's office, and there were no charges filed. My question was, how long did it take for them to find out that they weren't going to have the charges filed? Mm-hmm. For example, was it 4 hours later? But then they let these two gentlemen in jail for 20 hours, knowing they weren't going to have charges pressed on. And my other question is, as a state trooper, how did you arrest someone knowing, or how did you not know that wasn't in the state law, mm-hmm. that you arrested someone for an illegal charge that you practically made up? Mm-hmm. We were talking about resisting arrest because the video supposedly is resisting.
Right.
But the question to me in Missouri is, if you read the law, even if you're found not guilty of the original charge, you can still be found guilty of resisting arrest. And it's my idea is, we need to change that.
That's
so
true.
If you're found not guilty, and it is shown that it was an illegal charge, it was an illegal arrest, you are a citizen to fight being illegally detained by any law enforcement group. I believe that immediately that charge is found inadequate, if you're found guilty, that the resisting arrest should automatically and summarily be called out. I think Missouri law needs to change. I think that every person has the natural right to be authorized to resist and not lawful arrest.
And the question is, what is resisting arrest? I mean, simply asking a question, or you're asking me, or you're telling me, that is resisting arrest? That's a stretch.
Yeah, and I think, if you watch the video, it's just, you watch as he asked twice, he asked him to leave the call here twice, and they pretty much say, well, you know, we respect that you asking us that, but we're going to go ahead and keep our First Amendment rights and continue the protest. And at that time, then it goes from, well, we're asking you to now you're under arrest for frequently. So I think that comes down to what a lot of people ask is, well, when does law enforcement's authority to ask you something is actually a law? I think a lot of times you can ask someone out of government courtesy to do something, but just because they don't do it doesn't mean you can arrest them for it. If I don't have the proper authority to from an area for some reason, I can't just demand that you leave. Yeah, I think that's the case in the situation we're looking at here. So if you have a fear in Missouri, if you have a state senator or state rep that you can call, that law needs to change.
Thank you. So those of us in Missouri, let's call our state representatives to get that law changed right now. It can be a one-sentence bill. As a matter of fact, if no one else does it, I will write.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KITTY. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman alongside with Vincent Finelli. Having a great time simulcasting USA Prepares and Limited Roundtable live at the CSPOA Conference. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference right here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Tuscan Hotel. Kirk Crosby alongside with Ryan to my left as well. And sitting across the table is Sheriff Dave Edmonds, who we'll get to in just a second. But you want to welcome somebody else, one of the instructors really quick for the podcast. Yeah. He's coming up the stairs right now from
us. Frank Underhill is with us. Frank Underhill is a USAPrepares.com instructor. We're on the air every Monday, and we talk about survival, economics, gold, silver, inflation, and the economic news. It's very important to us.
And the clapping in the background, ladies and gentlemen, is the conference underway, you might say. Kirk Crosby led the pledge. Sam Bushman was a prayer. I'm a praying man, ladies and gentlemen. Some say it's a crutch for conversational cripples, but I say a real man stands tallest when he's on his knees. Just saying. All right, so Sheriff David Edmonds is with us. He's from Summit County, Utah. He drove down late last night from the event. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable and USA Prepares, sir.
Oh, wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, Sheriff, in my opinion, is one of the most important offices in America. And the reason I say that is because it's one of the most local jurisdictions to the people. And I always say the government closest to the people governs best. The sheriff is an elected position, which I'm grateful for, as opposed to appointed police chief in many cases. An elected sheriff is really valuable because, one, based on the elections, the sheriff can listen to the people. But they're the lead jurisdictional official. I'm sorry, the lead law enforcement official in their jurisdiction. I bring that all up and kind of then toss the ball over to you and say, that's a very sacred role, sir.
No question about it. Anytime you have the trust of the people and you're chosen directly by the people, that's a really big deal. I think most sheriffs understand that, and I think they're sensitive to it. Clearly, there's a large responsibility that's placed on our shoulders, but we're ready, willing, and able to do what we need to do.
And we're grateful for your service. I will say, though, it seems like in recent years, all these videos being passed on around YouTube where the cops are chasing people and beating people up and everything else, my big concern is it's really eroding the trust that we have for those who serve us. And the problem is that the sheriffs and the police officers are being trained that, you know, everybody's a suspect, everybody's kind of an enemy combatant, and we see the greater militarization of the police and everything. How do we stop that? I want to be able to say to my kids what was kind of said to me when I was a kid: you got a problem, look for a police officer, they'll help you. I want that to be true for my children and grandchildren, and I have fear that we might be losing that in America.
Well, I hope we never lose it in America. I understand that, and I think sometimes we in law enforcement are our own worst enemies. We do a much better job of learning a couple of words that Bill Brack talks about, an apology and an explanation. Those are two things that every police officer and sheriff's deputy should understand. We should be able to explain our actions at any given time, and sometimes when we're wrong, we need to say that we're wrong, and we need to apologize for it. That's how we gain our trust.
I got a 30-second story. It's actually a long story, but I'll make it 30 seconds. My daughter was driving her car, and I always tell her to slow down. She never does. However, she got pulled over by a cop, and they gave her a ticket, and she was mad. Later, we were cruising around running errands, and we saw that cop, and he was on the side of the road with a flat tire. And my daughter went, ha, 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 that sucker deserves it. And I went, honey, that's nothing right. And then I said, let's go help this guy. She said, are you crazy? And I said, no, listen, come on, I'm dad. You listen to me, come here. Yeah. We went and helped this police officer, offered to help him run his tire down to get it fixed, take him anywhere he wanted to go, whatever needed to be done, we were there to do it. And so we got done, he thanked us, we walked across the street back to our car, got in our car, and then the police officer's running across the street, and my daughter's like, oh my gosh, he's coming over here. I'm like, no problem, don't worry, honey, it's fine, I don't know what he wants, but you know what, it's all good. And he knocked on the door, knocked on the window, we rolled it down. He said, do you have that ticket I gave you? My daughter hands it to him, reluctantly a little bit. He rips it up and he goes, I like to reward good behavior. So I smirked at my daughter and said, see, number one, you should slow down, and number two, listen to your dad. And it worked really well, but isn't that the kind of trust we need, sir?
It is, and what a great life lesson there, right? We need to do a better job in law enforcement of gaining that trust. There's no doubt that over the years there's been an erosion of that, and that's unfortunate. Again, I think we've been our own worst enemy in that regard, but the vast majority of people that are doing this job are doing it for all the right reasons, and they are doing the job properly. So that's important to know. You only hear about the bad guys.
I know. It's unfortunate. How do we change the training? I feel like a lot of these police officers, when I speak to them, they say, you know what, we're kind of trained to be hostile. We're kind of trained to... Is that a problem?
Well, you know, and frankly, that perplexes me because I didn't train my deputies at the hospital. You know, they have to be assertive sometimes, and I think sometimes professionalism can be confused with hostility. But that's incumbent upon each one of us as professionals to make sure that we're doing the job that we can to make sure that we're not coming across hostile. I'm always disheartened when I hear that because clearly that's not how we train.
So Sheriff, what is wrong when there's a traffic stop? What is wrong with saying, "Hi, I'm Officer Joe, and the reason I stopped you is because, may I see your license?"
So they always come in and they go, "Do you know why I stopped you?"
Yeah. No, what they say to me,
"Not really, I don't."
That's not what happens to me. They say to me, "License and registration."
I don't know what the...
And then I say, "I'm going to have to reach in my glove compartment and take my hands off this thing, if that's okay with you." And I'll also say, "By the way, I have a 45 on my side, and I just want to make sure you're aware of that."
Sure.
And that's it. Are you checking the glove compartment? I just want to make sure nobody gets a 40 caliber screwed into his ear, and I guess that would be me.
Right.
So I'm trying to be polite and let them know what my moves are going to be. And I also want to know why that officer is behind my point of vision, why they stand behind me, why I'm speaking forward, and I can't see this guy. So here's my point. Why can't we all behave and say, here's why I stopped you? Is it that much of a threat? Doesn't the police officer know who I am by entering my license before he comes over and approaches me?
Well, typically when they make a traffic stop, they may have typed in your license plate number or radioed it to dispatch, but they often don't have all that information when they make that initial approach. After they come back to the vehicle, after they've obtained your information, they often find out things about who you are. As far as where they stand, that's tactics, and we teach them that because that's one of the most dangerous things that a peace officer does is pull over an unknown vehicle. The police officers that are killed in this country and sheriff's deputies across the United States often are killed in those routine traffic stops because in our business there is no such thing as routine. Now, that doesn't negate our responsibility to be courteous. It doesn't negate our responsibility to be informative. It doesn't negate any of those things, but nevertheless, the public needs to understand, very dangerous job. These guys are on heightened alert when they pull over vehicles. So there needs to be a give and take there, but at the end of the day, you're absolutely correct. There's nothing wrong with a police officer or sheriff's deputy telling you exactly why you were pulled over, being courteous to you, making sure that you're given as much information as you can possibly be given, and there's no reason for that.
Why don't they come up, though, and say, "Do you know how fast you were going? Do you know why I pulled you over?" It's like, "Come on now, we're not children. Why don't you just tell me what you want and why you pulled me over? And, if I knew how fast I was going, I could tell you, but you're going to tell me that I'm wrong anyway, right?" Come on. I'm going to be rude, but I'm saying, that starts a confrontational discussion from the get-go, doesn't it?
Well, it can, and there's some good information harvested from that question, however. If you come up to the vehicle and say, "Do you know why I stopped you, sir?" And they said, "Yeah, I was doing 86 miles an hour in this 55 mile an hour zone." So,
then that might be good. Is there a problem with that?
Well, there could be.
Well, now what you think would be a reasonable reaction to me saying to the officer, one of your men or women, "I really don't feel it." The initial discussion. "I really don't feel comfortable with you standing behind me. Would you please stand where I can see you too?" Now, I know that I'm going to say,
"You please take that flashlight out of my face."
No, I'm talking about daylight. Okay, so we have a daylight situation, and I've just been pulled over. I have no idea why. License and registration, please. Okay, that happens. And I still can't see the officer. He's in my blind spot. And the next thing out of my mouth is going to be, "I'm sorry, I really don't feel safe with you standing behind me. Would you stand where I can see you, please? Where I can see your hands as well. Where I can see your hands as well, because you can see mine are on the steering wheel." How do you react
to
that?
But to me, though, asking for a license and registration when you don't tell me why you pulled me over, though, look, I'm innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And the cops work for me, I don't work for them. And so when you pull me over, you know what? I want to know what you want of me. And if you're going to ask me for my papers, if you will, which, might be legitimate, I want to know who you are and what you want from me. Is that a fair assumption?
I do. I think that's reasonable. I really do. And I think the vast majority of cops out there are doing that. I hope they are. I know that when I pull routine video of traffic stops in my agency, that's what my deputies are doing for the most part. Now, clearly, there's always some there's a few that need additional training, and they typically be younger people. They tend to be younger in business, trying to get their shit wet. But yeah, getting back to your point, asking a peace officer, hey, can we go over here where I can see him and get a discussion? That's, again, I don't believe that that's unreasonable.
Okay,
so you don't.
Okay. I think there's a responsibility, though, for us, just because the police officers work for us, and just because I'm innocent until proven guilty, I have a responsibility to treat the guy that works for me like an equal, appropriately and kindly, and maybe to give him the respect too.
I agree with that. I think that a lot of the niceties in our culture have really gone away, and that's unfortunate, probably on both sides. So if both the peace officer that's conducting the traffic stop and the individual that's being stopped can understand that and try to meet each other halfway, I think it would be a lot better. But again, that's utopia, and I'm not trying to paint a picture that we just can't get to. But at the end of the day,
we are trying to strive for the ideal.
Yeah, exactly. I think the ideal should be strived for, and I think that there are things that can be done to that end. We as the professionals, we as the one conducting the traffic stop, we as the ones that are supposed to be students of the Constitution, we as the ones that are supposed to be the professionals trained, we should be leading the way, not the other way around.
I agree, without question. And I think leading the way starts with empowering people to feel comfortable, empowering people to feel open, like, you know what, there's not a threat here, there's not a hostile relationship. We can work together to peacefully resolve this and move you right on your way, sir.
Indeed.
And Sheriff David, would you have the knowledge that I was a concealed weapons carrier when you first stopped me?
In the state of Utah, we would. That's right.
Now, does that heighten your awareness?
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's gonna be sliding. Sign up for today's hot. Why today? God, you're take my new gold leafy for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're broadcasting live from the CSPOA convention.
Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
Just want to say that there's law enforcement or law and peace officers everywhere, and no one's been tased. Not a single person.
Right. Well, not yet.
And we pray nobody gets tased.
Sheriff Dave Edmonds is with us, Summit County, Utah. And here's the scenario. So, hypothetically, I've been stopped by one of your deputies. And does he know that I am a CCW holder? And if so, is he on heightened alert or is she on heightened alert because I have a weapon, a permit, or is that something that the deputy might say, you know what, this is probably a good guy because he's done it the right way?
Yeah, I would say that it's the latter. I can say that in my 20 years in this business, I've never had a problem with a concealed weapons holder. Never.
Okay.
And I think that's true for the vast majority of peace officers out there. So if anything, it probably it has a calming effect.
Okay, that was my question because I had no idea what the answer might be. So we would be considered less of a potential threat, you think, to the officer?
You know, when you're talking about a traffic stop, any peace officer conducting a traffic stop is going to be on heightened alert because it is a very dangerous situation. However, if anything, in the back of my my mind, when I was making traffic stops a lot, if I knew it was a concealed weapons holder, I was usually, I wouldn't say I let my guard down, but because I had so many good experiences with them in the past, it probably, if anything, again, had a common effect.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being with us. I know that you have to go into the next room for the convention. And why don't we pass the microphone to...
Thank you, Dave Edmonds. It's always a pleasure. Summit County, Utah, currently elected sheriff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Glad to have met you. Okay, we're going to go to Frank,
sir.
Yes, we have Frank Underhill, USAAffairs.com instructor from Las Vegas. He's on every Monday with us. Frank Underhill, it's great to be with you.
Thank you. Great to be here, Vincent. Thank you, Cosmo, for coming. Thank you for being here.
Frank, it's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to having dinner with you and your dad. Have you heard the broadcast?
I have, Vincent, and actually showing up here to the hotel. I hope you're pleased with it. I love this property here.
Yes, yes.
I hope your room is comfortable.
Yes.
You have quite a few presenters here. You have quite a few sheriff's people. And for people who listen to me on Monday mornings with Vincent, I'm not only into precious metals and Bitcoin information, but I am also interested in local politics here. So right here, when you hear sheriffs, it's right up my alleyway, because I know here in Clark County, our sheriff isn't running for re-election, and there's just rumors about his job has not been effective, or revenue raising, or too many suits against the county for various abuses. But people ought to know, wherever you live in this country, you do have a sheriff. They run a constabulary, and they have a lot of jurisdiction. And I got to say, not everybody here, or where you live, Vincent, are all saintly angels. There is,
that's absolutely true.
There is a job for them to do, but it's how they do it and the perception that the community receives them by.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel Rodriguez, do you have? Can you step up to the mic for just a second? I'd love to have. You tell us your last thoughts on it. One of the things that I'm concerned about is the militarization, and what about these MRAPs? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd say what, Vincent, when I see these MRAPs, at home where I live, when I go down into like Keene County area and down into Seattle and south of Seattle, to see an MRAP driving down the road on the freeway in my own country, like, how am I supposed to feel about everything that I did to abroad to stop, to defend freedom, supposedly? Like, how am I supposed to feel about that when I see the same equipment being brought back here on my own streets against my own people? It hurts. It hurts to see.
Daniel Rodriguez, Frank Underhill, Sam Bushman, I'm Vincent Elway. This is USAAffairs.com. I hope this has been an educational broadcast that you decide to share with friends and family. The men and women are breathtaking. Last of all, honesty. What happens next?
By now you know that USAAffairs.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAAprepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAAprepares.com. That's USAAprepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAAprepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress.
If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.